friends, this year should be a special school ceremony. Mirazi Sheyichyu, Vinishmas, Marasesta, Rasar Shmuel, Ruzchan, Rasar Tzgana, Marasal Tachan, Rasar Meir Zeb, Daniela Shena, Bas Yerushua Falik, Neschus, Moshe Ram Peshadina, Rachel Bas Geula, and the world should be Nigal, Geulas, Olamim. I'm going to base this year on the amazing Torah of Hagon of Yaakov Ruderman, Zichrono Livracha. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that Zainam Beis, there was a certain person who was Makadish and Isha Beshiroi with silk. So Rabbi says that it needs shum, it needs an assessment of the price. Rabbi Yosef says that it doesn't need, that Rabbi says it doesn't need an assessment of the price. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, Tzrichi Shum, you need to assess the price to make sure it's the woman knows how much it's worth. According to the Lishna Kama, the reason Rabbi Yosef says Tzrichi Shum is because she doesn't trust him. She's not so Mechaz Das. And the Gemara says, Vayter, I'm Rabbi Yosef, how do I know this? Because we have a Braisa that if somebody says this Egel should be for Pidgin Aben, this Talis should be for Pidgin Aben, he said nothing. And the Gemara says, what's this talking about? If you're going to say that it's not worth it, it's not worth five slime, and kol kamine, then how do you explain the second case? What's the second case? The second case there is, I skipped it, that someone says, Egel zeh b'chamei slime l'pidgin b'ni, talzu b'chamei slime l'pidgin b'ni, b'no padui. So if he says that that he specifies that it's worth five slime, then it does work. So if it isn't worth five slime, then that you wouldn't be able to understand the second case. Kol kamine, it's not worth five slime. He said it's worth five slime, then what's it worth? Avada, the sun is in padui. Elalav afagav deshavi, it is worth five. Became the lo kaitzi lo. So then the difference is that in the resha, it's not kaitzi. It wasn't assessed. And therefore it's no good. And apparently in the safe it was, and therefore it is good. You see that you need to shuma. Mor says, no, really it's not worth five slime in the Seifa or in the Reisha. And the reason in the Seifa it works is because the person who is Makabel, the Kohen, says that to him it is worth five slime. Like Rav Kahana took a Sudr, he took a turban from Pidgin Aben, and he said, for me it's worth five slime. So the Maisa here, it isn't worth five slime. Just he said, for him, me, it is worth five slime, and therefore it's good. And in the Reisha, where it isn't good, where he says, Egel zeh l'pidgin b'ni, talis zeh l'pidgin b'ni, lo amar klum, it's because he doesn't say that for me it should be worth, he's not an Adam Chashuv. And since he's not an Adam Chashuv, Memela, he can't say that to me it's worth five slime, because the Gemara says only Rav Kahani, a Gavra Rabba, he needs this turban. So for him, he can say that for me it's so important, it's worth five slime. But a regular person doesn't have the right to say that for me it's worth five slime. So really we're talking here about where it wasn't worth five slime, but he says, for me it's worth five slime. So if you're an Adam Chashuv, then it works, and if not, not. So you see from this Gemara that the Kohen can say l'didi shavali, that it should be considered as if the father gave him five slime, that he was mischai for Pidgin Aben. So now we have to understand this din of l'didi shavali. What's the geder hadin? L'mashal, l'inyan Pidgin Aben, do we consider it as if it's really considered five slime, or do we say no, that it's not five slime, but the Kohen can say that for me it's worth five slime? I don't care that it's not really worth five slime, for me it's worth five slime. And the son is padui, since the Kohen was maskim to be makabel pachos mishovi hey son. It's an interesting chakira. Do we view it as if it's five slime or not? So we have a Gemara above Mitzia. So the Gemara tells us that there was a certain person who owed his friend 12 zuz of ribis, and he repaid him by renting out his courtyard for free. Now the schirus, the rent of this courtyard, was 10 zuz. But the renter said, I'll give it to you and I'll consider it as if it's 12. The Gemara paskins that since ribis tsutsa, since pre-planned ribis, is yotze b'dayonim, therefore you take away from the malve kol demea ribis, you take away from the lender all 12 zuz, all the ribis money, since he was makabel schirus of yud bei zuzim. So it's muchach from this Gemara that when what he was makabel upon himself to be considered dmei schirus, it really we view it as if that's price. We're not saying that it's really only worth 10, and he can say, okay, but I'm mochel the rest. No, I'm considering as if I got more, but I'm really getting less. No. We really view it as if he got the full price. We really view it as if he got here the 12 zuz. Therefore, when he returns, what does he have to return? He has to return 12 and not 10. If we consider it as if it was only 10, we'd only take away 10, but we would take away 12 because we consider it that he says really it's really it was only worth 10, this chatzar. But since he got 12, since he said, I'm considering it as if it's worth 12, even though really the maisa, the going rate was 10, but since for me it's worth 12, we take away 12 zuz from him. Because you take away ribbis. So you see by the svara of the didi shavali, we view it as if it's really worth that amount. Now the two lishonos in the Gemara, what the machlokas Rabbi Rav Yosef is, according to Lishna Kama, they're arguing where he said it was 50, and it was really worth 50. And the reason of Rav Yosef is because a woman doesn't have smichus das. He said it was worth 50, this shirai, and it was really worth 50, but you need shuma because a woman doesn't have smichus das. According to Lishna Basra, they're arguing even. The person doesn't say how much it's worth, he just gives it to her stam. But Rav Yosef passels it. Why? Because Shava Kesef is Kekesef, Ma Kesef de Kayetz, Av Shava Kesef Nami de Kayetz. Just like Shava Kesef is like Kesef. Just like Kesef has a set amount, Shava Kesef also has a set amount that has to be assessed to see how much it is, how much it's worth. Writes Tosfos that the proof of Rav Yosef and Pidgin Aben is referring to the Lishna Kama, that the reason of Rav Yosef is Mishum De'isha Lo Samcha Daita. As I mentioned before, that the Raya of the Gemara, the Fitos, is that the woman doesn't have Smichus Das, and that's why Gemara tries to bring a Raya. Look, you know why Egel Zeh L'Pidgin B'ni, Tal Zeh L'Pidgin B'ni doesn't work? Because there was no Shuma. And since there was no Shuma, there's no Smichus Das. So just like by Pidgin Aben, so too by Kiddushin. That's Kacha Gemara Ratzta Lomar. As that Sefer Atzmot Yosef Umakshe Kushya. Frekti Atzmos Yosef Bishlema, a woman is Miskadeshes. She's involved in a Maisa Kinyan. We say that since she doesn't have Smichus Das, Lo Mekanya Nafsha Labayla. Since she doesn't have Smichus Das, she's not makna herself to her husband. My Pidgin Aben is just a Chov. What do we care about the Smichus Das of the Kohen? It's just a Chov. Kohen has Smichus Das. He doesn't have Smichus Das. Who cares if he has Smichus Das or not? It's not the woman being makna herself. There, you need her smichus das. But here, it's just a chov. It's a debt that he has to pay up. So who cares about the smichus das of the kohen to do shuma? You pay the 5 slime, you yotzei de chovaso. It's a shtar kasha of the Atzmos Yosef. What's the two shtel here? So then for the Atzmos Yosef, venira, the kevin sha kohen u odon b'chor zeh, im ein lo yidia b'shiv u yadom im ein beno padui. Says the Atzmos Yosef, it would appear that since the kohen is the Odon of this Bechor, if he doesn't have Yedi on the value of the money, the son isn't redeemed. And you need Das, just like a woman needs to know the Shear of her Kedushin, Birur Dvar of Nira. What is he saying? That he holds that Bechor is also not considered Stam, a Piron Chov, paying up a debt. Rather, a Bechor, before a pigeon, is considered like he's kanu la kohen. Vayidei nesinas mos hapidyon makne hakohen as a ben lav. It's really the son belongs to the kohen, and then he gives the money, and he's redeeming the son. And therefore, you need smichus das of the kohen in order to be makne the son to the Father. Ube'emes, keinu mashmos ha-pshuta, that's the nusach ha-makubal of Pidgin HaBen. The Kohen asked the Father, my boy is tfei. What do you want more? You want your money? You want your son? And we also see this in the Sforno in Shmos Yud Gimel Beis. We've had Shiram on this in the past, years ago, if my memory serves me correctly. B'chor called him Pidgin, Asur Lassus, but Melechus Chol, because he's cunning to the Kohen. It's Muchach in a number of places, not like the Sforno. So maybe when you're not allowed to do malacha with them, that's talking about when the Bechorim had Kedusha, like in the time of the Torah. They had Kedusha like Kohanim, but not Bizman Hazeh. Al Kolponim, that's parenthetical. But the point is that you need the smichus das of the Kohen, because you don't have to go so far, say the chiddush of the sforno, that you're not allowed to do maleches chol before the pidgin. But the point is that it's like this son is coming to the Kohen, and the mele you need to redeem him from the Kohen, and therefore you need smichus das of the Kohen. So that's one mahalach. That's the atzmas Yosef. So we can say both in Acher, it says Rav Ruderman. The doubt that it says in the Gemara, the losam chadaita, that's not a chisaron. B'chalos ha-kedushin o ha-pidgin. Rather, it's a chisaron b'shavius ha-chefetz. Like we said earlier, linyan ladidi shavali, shalidei kabaloso, yochel eshanos eshavius ha-chefetz. When he says, ladidi shavali, for me it's worth it. So what is he doing essentially? He is changing the value of the object, that it should be worth more. Huadin, shim lo samcha daito. B'shavius ha-chefetz, it lacks the value. If the woman doesn't have smichus das, just like a Kohen can say, it's worth more for me, but if he doesn't know how much it's worth, if he thinks it's worth less, then a taka is worth less, because his das creates the value of the object. A woman's das creates the value of the object. So she thinks she's getting more. If she thinks she's getting a certain amount, but she's not so mecha's das, not a good kedushin. And then the object is lacking because she doesn't trust him. She doesn't trust him. It's really worth this. Pidgin HaBen also. Since there's no smichus das of the Kohen HaMakabel, since with his das he can create the value of this object, if he doesn't have smichus das, that's what it's worth. So it's taka worth less. Because it's talui in the das of the Makabel. Whether it's the woman or the Kohen. So you could say like the Atzmas Yosef, that the Kohen really owns on a certain level the child, and you have to redeem him, so it's Hakna of the Kohen, so he has to have Smichus Das, just like the woman's Makna herself. Or you can say that it says in the Gemara, Lo Sam Chadait, it's not a Chisaron in the Chalos Kedushin or the Pidgin, but rather, it's a chisaron in the Shavis HaChefetz. A person can say, L'didi Shavale. He could say, it's worth more for me, and therefore he doesn't have smichas adas. He sort of lowers the value of the object. And therefore, the Kohen also has to have smichas das. The Orsameach, in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, asks, why don't we say L'didi Shavali L'gabe Pidgin Petar Chamor? It says in the Torah that either you give a seh to redeem the Petar Chamor, an object, which is the value of the chamor, the firstborn chamor, or you decapitate the chamor. But you can't receive a chayfetz that's not worth the demei chamor if you want to redeem with a chayfetz, with an object. So why is this any different than pidyon haben? That a kohen can receive an object that's not worth five, and the kohen will be yotzei dechov, and the person and the father will be yotzei dechov also. So why don't we say the same thing by pidyon peter chamor? Let him give the kohen an object that's worth less, and the kohen can say l'didi shavili. How come l'didi shavili works by pidyon haben, but not by pidyon peter chamor? That's the kasha of Moreno of Meir Simcha Zatzal. So, answers of Ruderman, that pidyon haben is like an achov to the kohen. So there, since he has a debt to the kohen can say l'didi shavili. But pidyon peter chamor, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that the peter chamor is aser b'hana before pidyon. Rama mechaz bikurim perakid beis alacha dalid. And if so, we can say shenidon kemo hekdesh. It's not merely a debt, but rather this peter chamor, which is aser b'hana before pidyon, is like hekdesh. And the gabe hekdesh, it really has to be worth that. It's not enough that the coin says for me it's worth it. It really has to be worth that. And therefore, you can't say the dishavli by pidyon peter chamor, because it's a chalos hekdesh here. So mitzvah Shem, in the next shir, we will continue, and we will see more niflos mitaras Hashem. And I thank you for listening. And the mitzvah Shem, I hope that you will join me for part two. B'li neder, Hashem should be mezakeh us. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.